Today we mark the beginning of Lent, that season of repentance, of preparation, of really renewal, all to celebrate the coming Easter. So we mark ourselves with ashes and the sign of the cross to remind us we are created from dust, and to dust one day we shall return. Yet we've been saved by the cross of Christ, Christ who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation. So with that, then, we approach Lent as that time of renewal. As we offered in our opening prayer, this is a time of a campaign, a time of spiritual warfare. So we look then as this as a sacred period of time to improve ourselves, to make ourselves become saints as best that we can by God's grace. To do so, the gospel gives us three important ways. We have the prayer, the fasting, the almsgiving. Prayer, sure, we take time for daily prayer, but I encourage you to say the rosary, to come to Stations of the Cross. That is the beautiful prayer of Lent. Do so as a family, because then you can help each other and you can encourage each other. So definitely, Stations of the Cross on Fridays, whether in the afternoon or the evening. By doing so, we'll draw closer to our Lord who suffered, died, and rose for our salvation. Then we also have the fasting. So it's very common that we give up something for Lent, so that is good. But do something that's going to free yourself. So rather than just give up something that's sort of easy, even though you may like it, give up something that's taken a little bit of control over life, something that's had like a become a dependence. This is what we need to do, and I would encourage you here. Again, do it as a family, because that makes it easier. So decide on something to give up. So that could be dessert, sure. Or it could be maybe electronics, or limiting that. Limiting the cell phone to just what you need to use for like work or for business. Giving up the Facebook and not giving into the envy, the angry. Giving up the video games. And in so doing, come together as a family to communicate, to do things together. That would be a good sacrifice, a good fasting. But whatever it is, do it as a family. Makes life a lot easier. And again, we're encouraging each other with the same purpose in mind. Then there's the almsgiving. Almsgiving can be giving money, of course, to a charity, to someone in need. Could be doing a good work for someone. I think especially of those who may be alone, the elderly, someone may be in your family in that situation, or in your neighborhood. But almsgiving is a way to atone for our sins. The alms, though, again, could be done as a family. Have a jar and mark it, alms for Lent. And when you give up the Starbucks, or it's the dessert, or it's the movie, or whatever it is that you decide as a family, you put the money in the jar, and at Easter time, you decide, what charity will you give this to? Maybe one of our poor box collections, could be something of your choice. Do it as a family. Because after all, we are a church. We gather here as a church to begin this journey of Lent, but your home should be like a church. So you should be moving together on this campaign so that you can all prepare as a family to draw closer to our Lord. So my brothers and sisters, we begin. Now, it's interesting that we have the sign of the cross marked on our forehead. We offer the sign of the cross when we pray. Some people don't like the cross. Last week, the Supreme Court heard a case where there were those who were atheists who thought that this 40-foot memorial cross honoring those who died in World War I from the little town of Bladensburg, Maryland, ought to be removed. After all of a century, it ought to be removed because the cross offends them. Shouldn't offend us, and that's why we wear it. But we shouldn't wear it as hypocrites, as Jesus warns. We don't wear it for praise. We wear it because we are Christians. And the greatest cross that we are called to bear is not these ashes on our head. It's the cross that's lived out in our lives. So the key is, what happens from this point forward during Lent? Will there be that time for prayer, including Sunday Mass? Sometimes people come for ashes once a year and they don't come to Sunday Mass. Makes no sense. It should be the time for the almsgiving, for the fasting. In all, this is a time for us to bear witness to Christ by bearing His cross in our very lives. May God bless you.